Well, at 9 o'clock on New Year's Day, essentially the HMS Gannet Search and Rescue flight will be informed by the Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre, RAF Kinloss, that if everything's gone well, which I'm sure it will, that we're all ready to take over. And then there'll be an official call to the Seeking Force Commander for the Royal Navy and ask him to officially stand down his two units, because we're coming online at the same time as Newquay and Cornwall. He'll then officially stand down those two units, and at that moment we officially take over.
And what would happen if you were to get a call right at that moment?
Then we're all ready to go from midnight. So if anything happens between midnight and 9 o'clock, it'll be very much a case of what's the most appropriate asset to send. But essentially from 9 o'clock in the morning, we're all ready to go, as HMS Gannet would have been at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And you said, you know, you have done all your preparations and you'll be ready to go from midnight. What are those preparations?
There's a lot of crew training which have had to be done. So there's been a lot of night vision goggle training, lots of training for the guys just to get to know the aircraft and the local area. But we've broken the back of that now. We've got a few bits to do between Christmas and New Year. But essentially, it's to get everybody ready and qualified to be able to take on the search and rescue duties.
Excellent. And the team here are really experienced. Do you want to talk me through that?
Yeah, I've got a vast amount of experience here. We were doing a calculation this morning. I think there's coming on to 40 to 50,000 hours of flying experience. Much of it is military, and the civilian pilots, all through and through civilian trained pilots here we've got, is exceptionally experienced. So a vast amount of experience, literally thousands of search and rescue jobs under our belts from both the Navy, the Air Force, and from the civilian sector. So yeah, I'm absolutely blessed with a very, very experienced team here.
And obviously that's very reassuring for the public as well.
I hope so. I think essentially it's exactly the same people they've always been served. I'm ex-Gannet myself, and I served with a lot of pride around this part of the world, and it's great to be back now doing it in a state-of-the-art helicopter with exactly the same people as we always were, with exactly the same thought processes. So hopefully that makes people feel better.
And obviously you'll be hoping to build up the same kind of respect and reputation that HMS Gannet has at the moment.
Absolutely. If we can achieve that, I'll be a very happy man. You know, HMS Gannet go offline, and we take over with exceptional experience behind them, and held in extremely high regard. And that's not only by the local community around here. I think by all of us who served there as well. We'll miss the Seeking when she goes. She's served the Ayrshire Sky, should I say, with pride. We've got big boots to fill, but with the people we've got here and the attitude, I hope to be able to do so. But
and in terms of kind of building the team and bonding and things like that, has that been much easier because a lot of you have served with Gannet?
Yeah, it's brilliant. The guys, exactly the same sense of humour. I say there's a lot of guys from Gannet, there's a lot of guys from the Air Force as well. We're exactly the same people, exactly the same rivalry and banter that we have, and it builds a great relationship within the crew room, so we all get on exceptionally well. And the training which we've undertaken over the last 3 months has really pulled us all together.